Despite the promise of a new government, Mexico faces an uncertain future. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we'll explore what the election results could mean for Christians. We'll also take a look at what freedom means for young people in China. But it's not what you think. That story coming your way in just a couple minutes, but we're going to start today in Mexico, where last Sunday the country elected a new president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. I'm bringing Transworld Radio's Steve Shantz in on the topic.
Partido Revolucionario Institucional, the PRI, has basically been ruling Mexico for years, primarily a right of center party. And so now a new president has been elected, representing a totally new party, Morena, and he's more center-left.
But the regime's shift has left many in a state of unknown.
I think from the church's perspective, there may be a concern, is a leftist party going to affect the values that the church stands for and finds important? So I think these are all just questions that are up in the air right now. And, you know, it's going to have to see how this plays out.
Pray for the church's encouragement and strength in this time of uncertainty. Next, as citizens of the U.S., we tend to take for granted the freedom to meet with other Christians. But there's a new law in Laos putting that freedom at risk. This law says various interest groups now need government approval to meet, including religious groups.
What this means on the ground in Laos is that people who want to do religious activities, the people that Voice of the Martyrs calls frontline workers, carrying the gospel out to the front lines, they face more hurdles now because there's more people they need to check in with and get permission from if they're going to do this legally. And if they don't do it legally, they're subject to arrest and persecution.
That's Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA. And he says we need to pray.
We'd love to see this law overturned. We'd love to see more freedom of religion in Laos. But regardless of what the government does, we pray that frontline workers and evangelists will continue to carry forth the gospel in spite of the hurdles that are being put in front of them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. So what comes to mind when you hear the words church planting? Well, it's probably not kids' ministry, but John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says the two are a natural fit. This fall, Bibles for the World is pairing an Awana program with their church planting ministry in India.
And we're very excited because through an Awana program like this, we can build up relationships with the children, and thereby we can gain trust of the families, build relationships, and that provides opportunities to share the gospel. This builds some trust with those parents so that they're more open to talk with our pastors or missionaries or evangelists and those who will be working these programs.
In many of the villages where Bibles for the World places church planters, the good news of Christ is a foreign concept. So pray that the Awana program will help reduce the villagers' fear and hostility toward church planters.
Our workers will face some opposition, so we just need our friends here in America to pray for them, that they may stay wise as serpents and harmless as doves, that they go out and try to reach out with the love of Christ.
And cultural boundaries can make communication difficult. But China Partners' Eric Berkland says young people in China face the same problems that anyone their age can understand.
They are aching to be noticed. They want to belong. They want to honor their parents, their grandparents, by getting good grades in school. That's, by the way, again, the whole mentality of proving your worth to somebody.
That's why China Partner is training leaders and pastors who can help meet those needs.
So that's kind of cry out for relationship. You know, they are looking for that. And of course, a church can then introduce Jesus Christ in that scenario and say, hey, the most important relationship that you can ever have is with the Most High God.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.